Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, over the phone, we are joined by Castle Heights Principal Wendy Flucky and also the PTA President Leslie Holzer. And we're going to be talking about a lot of exciting things going on in the Carbon School District. So thank you both for taking the time to come talk with us.
Well, thank you.
So let's kind of jump right into things. So everyone knows school started a few weeks ago. What's that been like for you guys over at Castle Heights?
Well, it's been busy. It's been a good busy. We've been here for weeks preparing for the kids to come back, and we have lots of activities planned, and it's just been very, very busy.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that once summer rolls around for the teachers and the administrators, they just kind of take it off. But no, you guys are constantly working, constantly trying to improve the classrooms, improve lesson plans, just to make this the best environment as possible for these kids.
That is correct. In fact, I had my teachers over the summer several days come in and work just preparing for the new CKLA language arts curriculum that we're implementing. So they have worked hard this summer.
And then kind of on that topic of language arts, you guys recently had your big summer reading program parade. So can you kind of talk about that a bit?
We did. So this last summer, there was not funding for the summer school program. And so we went ahead and implemented a challenge to students to read at least 4 books over the summer and then log that. And students that had met that challenge got to join in our reading parade, and it was a great success.
And from all the pictures I was able to see, that those kids looked like they were having a great time. And props to you guys for coming up with an innovative solution to not having the funding for that summer school program, but still having a way for these kids to still pursue education throughout the summer. And then, Leslie, for you, let's kind of talk about, as PTA president, you're kind of one of the main hubs of planning these activities for the school. So what are some activities you guys might have coming up?
Yeah, we have a lot of things coming up. We still have our membership drive going on, so we're looking for new members. And then we will also be, later in September, we have our, on the 26th, we'll have our fall festival, which will be an outdoor dinner and games. And we'll have some bingo and cornhole, so that will be a lot of fun out on our back playground. And so we're looking forward to that. We have a new all-new board with Sarah Garvin as our vice president and Amanda Thorne as our treasurer. And then we have Debbie Woodward as our secretary. So we're excited to get started on some of these new activities for the kids this year.
Now, for this membership drive, if there are people listening right now who want to become a part of the PTA, how can they do that?
Yeah, they can pick up an envelope that's in the front foyer at the school and drop in their money, fill out the envelope and drop that in. We have a drop box out at the front. The kids have been coming home with a QR code that can be scanned to use our online store to purchase a membership too. They're $7, and they help to advocate for kids at the state and national level as PTA works to in all areas to help people know what the needs of kids are. So
it's a good opportunity to really get more involved within your child's education, a good chance to kind of be, like you said, an advocate for them. Now, for both of you, it's always exciting when the start of the new school year rolls around. But personally, what are you both most excited for and looking forward to for this new school year?
Well, I'm looking forward to working with PTA. We have a great presidency, a great board, and I just would really like to encourage parents to join. Our PTA does so many things for our school to bring fun, family-engaging activities for our kids. I've never worked at a school that had such a great PTA, so please join our PTA. I'm just looking forward to getting to know our parents better. I did want to add, we are encouraging parents to join our school community council so that they can kind of join in and see what's going on. But I'm just looking forward to a great school year and another successful school year.
And then for you, Leslie, what are you looking most forward to as president of the PTA for this school year?
I think I'm looking forward to doing the things that we've done traditionally. I've been involved at the school for a long time, and some of these have just been long-time traditions, our open libraries and things like that. And so I'm also looking forward to bringing in some of the new activities that my new board has come up with to do. So kind of excited about everything.
Hey, there's a lot to be excited about. Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Just, you know what, continue to support the school and be an active parent and remind your kids to read.
Hey, and that's the best thing you can do as a parent is encourage that pursuit of education. Well, Principal Flucky, Leslie, thank you both so much for taking the time to come call with us. Again, we are talking about Castle Heights Elementary for our Carbon School District Spotlight this week. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.